Blog Talk Radio.
I got a fun peace of mind.
I know they're not recording.
I got a fun peace of mind.
See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
I got a fun peace of mind. I got a fine peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because he says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible.
I know now I have
He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. What a joy it is to be alive. To get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance. To get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. What a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast from Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruta 7 Oracle. So I'm known me also as Keaton Boyd. And today is going to be affirmations. I call it royalty affirmations, right? So I'm going to be just, you know, kind of pulling some of my favorite affirmation clips, as well as ending with a royal clip, right? I'm going to cite my last Sally Zane. I'm going to, you guys, if no stranger, I was drawn to her in my self-created algorithm, okay? Self-created algorithms, you guys. I got to have peace of mind, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn, a shout out to the celebrities and the people who really took a stand and who really, really stood down, you know, in the midst of, I had no idea, of the energy, the opposed energy in the Pisces age. You know, it was very low, and so many good-hearted people, you know, got crucified. Really, the real cross Christ story, I feel, is how the good-hearted people are the ones who get crucified or attempt to get crucified by the people who say they love them. You know, the people who, you know, once thought, you know, protected them and, you know, just pretty much used them as a sacrifice, you know, of energy. It's just sad, you guys. It's really fucking sad. Although, you know, being that the timelines have split, you know, the low vibratory aspect is not holding up as much weight as it used to, and karma is immediate for a lot of people who still seek to do low vibratory things in the shadows. You know, throwing rocks and hiding your hand type energy, you know. So to anybody who's out there, you know, I want to affirm you, you know, just keep going, baby, keep going, and just, you know, affirm that the good hearts will always win in the end. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and hop into it. The first one I wanted to pull was a great one of mine. Hold on.
Whether or not I knew what I was
Les Brown. I don't know if any of you guys know Les Brown, but Les Brown is really, really great. And in my earlier walk of spiritual, of getting reintroduced to myself, Les Brown was someone who I listened to a lot and gained a lot of insight. You know, he always say, if you ever have bad times in your life, if you've ever fallen down, if you can look up, you can get up. You know what I mean? So let's go ahead and listen to Les Brown, and then I'm going to be adding some motivational clips. You know, just stay with me, and just I'm going to be pulling my favorite affirmation clips, and then I'll be back to discuss and close out.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. I want you to like this page and share it. I got a message for you, but something's been on my mind I want to share with you on this beautiful, beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to think about the fact that this is the fourth quarter, the fourth quarter. And I want you to think about finishing strong and preparing for 2023. And something that I'm encouraging you to do, and I want you to like this page and share it. I want you to ask yourself some questions. And just about three. One of them, where you are right now, is it what you anticipated when you started the year off? Is it alignment with your resolutions? Because follow what I'm going to share with you. If you are willing to give up who you've been, the negative people, the thoughts, and the choices that produce what you now have, if it does not measure up to your level of expectation, and you know, as Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing in the same way, expecting a different outcome. If you want to create a different outcome, you got to do some things differently. You got to change some relationships. You got to do what Celeste Johnson says, Operation Clean Slate. You got to get the people out of your life. You got to come out from among the people where you are. You know, people who earn $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month don't hang out with people who earn $5,000 and $7,000 a month. No, you got to upgrade your relationships. One of the things when I began to understand the statement, come out from among them, I left mine in a Greyhound bus. I had too many poor people in my life. Family members and friends. I'd get out of there. Why? God said to Abraham, get up and go to a new land. Sometimes you've got to change where you are. A place. You've got a place that is your place. Trust me on this. The things that I've accomplished, I would have never accomplished those things in Miami. I had to go to some other place. You have a divine place. And there are certain relationships you'll never, ever do anything with those people. Why? Because they're not the one. Where you are is your rightful place. Can be is your true place. Come on, somebody. I'm coming. Just slow down. I'm coming. Okay, yeah. I mean, think about it. It's the fourth quarter. And so you want to look at your life and say, wait a minute, what got me here? Because you don't want to get to the end of 2022 and say, oh, my God, I didn't do all the things that I was capable of doing. No. Evaluate. Because there are certain places, there are certain choices, there's certain behaviors, there's certain people that you just don't need part of your life. But let me give you an example in my own life. Like, for instance, I got up this morning and I take the medication that they had placed me on. Notice I didn't say my medication. I'm not claiming it. The medication they put me on. My goal before the end of the year is to be off all medication. What major goals do you have before the end of the year so that you can look back and say that 2022 brought out the best in you? I'm not asking you to have four and five different things that you're focused on. I'm just saying to you and just requesting what area of your life is mine. I'm focusing on my health, my making cancer history, my getting off all this medication. I've been able to get off my insulin. Why? Because I'm focused. I want you to put down focus. Focus on one thing. One thing that's important to you. One thing that will make a dramatic difference in your life. One thing that when you accomplish that, you can pat yourself on the shoulder and say, I've done good. Because at the end of the day, life is about choices. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. But most of us, and I'm using myself as an example, for a long time, I was just coasting towards an accelerated end. I'm going to be mindful. I don't want to take medication for the rest of my life. I don't want to be sticking myself for the rest of my life. Then what are you going to do about it? I dramatically began to focus and tune everything else out, saying my health is my wealth. That sounds nice. Rhymes. Nice. And I'm backing it up with action. I'm mindful of what I eat. I'm mindful of my state of mind. I'm mindful of my peace. What is it you're going to do? What differently? How are you going to show up? We're in the fourth quarter. And I want you to write this down. It's time to close chapters and turn the page, somebody. Yes, it's time. There's some chapters you need to close. You've gone beyond their expiration date. Some people come to your life for a season, some for a reason, and some for a lifetime. And when I made a list of the people that I communicate with, there's some calls I don't take anymore. Why? Because of the gimme calls. Yeah. That if you look at it, the majority of your calls are gimme calls. There's a limited number of people saying, hey, I got something for you. Just look at the ratio. Look at it. Evaluate it. You have people who are always there when they need you. Life ain't playing with us, and we don't need to be playing with life. Come on, I'm telling you. I'm not making this stuff up. Life is for laughing, loving, and living. It doesn't have to be all that complicated. I'm telling you. This is the time you don't want people who get on your last nerve and stress you out being around you or in your ear. Come out from among them. And don't try to change them. A person changed against their will is of the same opinion still. That they are okay just as they are. You have no right to weigh in on how they live their lives. I don't care if it's your children or your family members, friends. No. People got a choice. That's what God has given us all, a choice. And their choices, a friend of mine, Patricia Wingard out of Columbus, Ohio, their choices and consequences. Listen to me. Listen to the old rascal. Yes, I've been on the planet for 77 years. I know some stuff. Now, listen, I'm looking for some people. I'm looking for the few. This is not for everybody. I'm just looking for the few. You know what I decided to do? What did you decide to do? I'm going to build a culture of greatness. People who have goals and dreams, people who want to do something dramatically different with their lives, who want to finish the year strong, people who want to get a jump start on 2023, people who have things that they want to accomplish to improve their health, improve their relationships, get a game plan and a blueprint on how they can begin to bring out the greatness in them. If that's you, that's the link above. That's all. It's not for everybody. It's because, see, and here's something that we must learn to do, and it's not easy. Learn how to become an observer. I've learned how confident in that. Most people, ladies and gentlemen, won't participate in their own rescue. I'm afraid I did some videos on people who've made dramatic changes in their lives and who had lost a lot of weight and they had instructions on how they did it. So I did this to a friend of mine way over 400 pounds. You know, so she asked me, "Are you calling me fat?" I said, "No." I didn't call you fat. I just sent you some stuff you might be interested in. No, I did not call you fat. And I'm saying to myself, did this person ask me that question? This person who came to my house and sat in the chair, broke and said, "Oh, hell no." What?
Leave him because he didn't want anything.
I left him because he wasn't willing to do the things necessary to grow so we can create a different kind of life than what we had. He settled for where we are, and I know we can do better. He's smart. He's intelligent, but he doesn't have hunger. He doesn't have drive. He doesn't have perseverance. He doesn't want any more than what we now have, and I don't want to settle for that. I know we can do better than this, and I'm tired of arguing. Have you ever just got tired of arguing with someone that's supposed to be leading you, and they're in the back doing nothing but the same thing over and over and over again? Have you ever looked at where you are and just said, this is not me? That's what I did in Miami, in Liberty City, Overtown. I just said, look, Good Bread Alley and Bucket the Blood. The expressway goes through that now. That's gone. I just said, there's got to be more. Have you? Let me see some signs. Let me see some fire. Have you ever said there's got to be more? I remember cleaning homes and cleaning apartments on Miami Beach. And I just said, one day I'm going to be able to stay here and not just come over here to clean up. Woo! And I'm staying in several places, several condos, hotels, and whatsoever you can think of. See, life is about having courage to make your life a daring adventure. Live before you die. Life ain't playing with us. Besides, it's going to take like that. Stormy, I like to refer to Dr. Stormy Wellington. Damn, this dentist past weekend for women. Girl, hold my hand. And it was an eye-opener. It was one that caused the women there to dream a bigger dream. Most people don't have any dreams at all. They're just working to survive. What it takes to live and what it is required for surviving are two different things. These are people who said, you know, I'm taking a chance on me. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm reaching for the greater in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm willing to upgrade my relationships. I'm willing to step away from the life that I've been living so that I can begin to create the life that I deserve. Have you ever seen people and you ask yourself the question, how can they live like that? Here's what I learned. When you stay in a toxic, negative environment over a long period of time, you have to ask yourself the question, what kind of person have I become because of this? Because that abnormal environment will become your new normal. You stay there long enough, you won't even realize at some point in your life you'd have found that repulsive. I had an apartment that I had near the airport, and we rented it from a friend of mine, Jackie Collier. And I said, girl, I can't stay here. Look at these airplanes coming over constantly. She said, you stay here long enough, I guarantee you won't hear it. She did not lie. So how can you stay here and these airplanes flying constantly, don't you hear it? And I said, no, because I've been there so long, I had tuned it out. You can be in an abusive relationship so long that it becomes your new normal. You can be in a situation and an environment that's beneath you, and you be there so long that it becomes you. It's one thing to be in something. It's something else when that something gets in you. The only people that can hear me are the people who said in their heart of hearts, and where your heart is, there your treasure is also. I can do better than this. Mm. If that's you, if you're on fire to go to another level, push the link on above. You just give me 1 year with your life, and I guarantee you, you'll never be the same again. No, I owe it to you. I owe it to you. I know. I don't know how much time I have left, but I know God did not have me to be born and preserved for such a time as this just to go to my grave and take everything I've learned with me. He who has ear, let him hear. Let her. I'm just speaking to the few. If you hear me, I am speaking to the few. If that's you, push the link. And join a brother up in here. Up in here. What are some of the questions that you like to ask me? What's one of the questions?
Corinthia said, when did you realize your confidence to become a speaker?
It was an evolving process. Now, I want you to make a note of this and write it down. It's worth doing badly. Ed Foreman said that. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing badly. No one comes out of the gate doing anything great. It's a learning curve that's required. And after trying and failing again and again and again, and pretty soon I found my confidence. If you want to speak, speakers speak. And I spoke scared. And then I was so nervous, I said, well, I need to speak to some people that can't see my nervousness. So I spoke to elementary kids in elementary school, kindergarten. And they didn't know enough to know whether or not I knew what I was talking about.
Can you bring that man back? Who's got that funny laugh? I'm really good with children. They love me. They do.
And I grew from there. But I said, I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak. And I've spoken to people. They weren't listening, and they did other things. And I didn't care. I just kept on talking and going back to my coach and continuing to sharpen the saw. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, if you got 6 hours to chop a tree down, he said, I'll spend 4 hours sharpening my axe. I continued to get the coaching I needed to improve my presentation skills and how I can use quotes and statistics and humor and energy and passion and the rhythm to speaking. I'm coachable. See, most people, they're where they are now because they don't know that they don't know and they think they know. And they refuse to be coached. And Bob Proctor had a point. That most people are where they are because of ignorance. They're not willing to face the reality that thinking has produced the life that they now have. If they could have made more money, they would have done it. If they could have had a greater impact, they would have done it. But ego, taking God out, ego, pride, covers before fall, stop most people from learning, from being open. My high school scene, Booker T. Washington High School, Overtown in Miami. You never find out how much you know until you find out how little you know. This is a time you've got to be a perpetual learner. A perpetual learner. Things are changing so dramatically and still changing. It has not stopped. I said, no, y'all ain't leaving me behind. No, I'm coming. As Sammy Dave would say, hold on, I'm coming. Let me tell you how that song was written. Isaac Hayes and Dave Prater, they wrote that song. And Dave had to go to the restroom. And Isaac said, come on, man. I'm in a creative mode right now. Hurry up. And he said, hold on, I'm coming. Several times he said, That's the title. Hold on. I'm coming. He was used to calling. Let me tell you something. You know the song that I trained to Georgia? My former wife used to play, and she still does. It was midnight plane to Houston, and they didn't like to fly. They said, look here. We don't like to fly. Do you mind, the guy, the country and western writer, changing it to train? He said, no. And we don't live in Houston. We live in Atlanta. Do you mind changing it to Georgia? No. And the rest is history. You can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you what I know. And Helen Keller said it best. Life is short and unpredictable. Eat the dessert first. Put yourself in a community where you can grow, where you can learn, where you have relationships with people that have resources and contacts that you don't have, that you can learn from them. That's important right now. Come out from among people that are broke. Come out from among people that don't have anything and don't want anything. Come out from among people that are argumentative and always creating some kind of drama. You don't need that. No. Driving your heart, your blood pressure up. No. No. You deserve to be, have deserved to be peaceful. You deserve to have the best that life has to offer. Take responsibility for the kind of life that you want. If that's you, if you're ready for a major shift, see, disruptions require transformation. We are going through a major disruption, and you don't want to try and do it by yourself. You can't do all the thinking. You need to be in a community of people that's got your back. And I guarantee you, when you join our greatness community, the culture that we have now, this culture that we're in, is designed to destroy your sense of self, to deny you, to demonize you, and have you thinking small. You were designed for greatness. You're made in the likeness, the image of God. It doesn't get any better than that. You've been given authority, dominion over everything. It doesn't get any better than that. But we've been programmed to fail constantly. Now see you in our community. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye for now.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, Brother Wisdom, I know you guys are watching what's going on in Minnesota. I know you're watching. I know you're seeing what's happening right now. I know you're seeing they about burnt down a part of the city. And, you know, like one of the other brothers said tonight, as I watched them, don't get caught in that trap. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get us, the awakened ones, we who are awakened, they're trying to get us to become emotional, to want to go and fight with them, and we cannot fall into that trap. I remember watching Avatar Airbender, and it was season one. The episode was called The Avatar State. And it was the Earth Kingdom, and they kept sending their men out to fight against the Fire Kingdom. And Avatar comes there with, you know, Katara and all, and Sokka, and the general of the Earth Kingdom were like, we need, Aang, we need you to go into the Avatar State because we need to beat the Fire Kingdom, okay? And our people are dying. Our men are dying. And they're coming back hurt or whatever. And Katara was like, we can't do this because Aang still has to master the, what she said, the elements, or the basically the forces. And, you know, this is in a cartoon. And what happened was the general of the Earth Kingdom wanted to test Aang to make him mad, to make him emotional, so that he can go into the Avatar state, so he started hurting Katara. And Aang went into the Avatar state because he was emotional. And that's the only way that he could go into the Avatar state is through his emotions. And you must understand that these earth beings want us to get emotional. They want us to get outside of ourselves. Aang then refused to fight with them against the Fire Nation because he says that he wasn't ready and he needed to go and get the rest of the training that he needs. Alright, so in this sense here, so many of you are getting your training that you need. Alright, so many of you are getting the training that you need for your meditation, your Tai Chi, all the different lessons that you're getting. Alright, I'm getting ready to prepare a lesson. I'm preparing a lesson for, and to talk about the Orgone Pyramids and how they work in our dimensional ascension, all right? How they help us to ascend to a whole new level, all right? So, but the thing about it is, we must understand that we cannot go ahead of the energy. If you guys pay close attention, a date was given. We must wait for the energy, even though everything is rising all over the planet. We see the cosmic energy rising. We see all this stuff that's happening right now. But, excuse me there. But we have got to remain in balance. We cannot allow ourselves to be emotional and be carried away by what's going on the outside of us. We must remember to focus on ourselves, because this is the only way that we're going to be able to defeat these beings on our planet. It's the only way, which means that we must remain focused. We must continue on the path. Get your monoatomic gold. If you haven't started your monoatomic gold, your colloidal silver, get it. Your copper, get it. It's important, because I've been doing my monoatomic gold and my copper. I don't have any colloidal silver out, but I had some of it, and I used it all up, but I will be getting more colloidal silver. But the main thing is for us to remain in balance and not get carried away by what's going on outside of us. Watch everything that's going on. Power the brothers and sisters up who are doing this thing. Now you have to also remember, all right, it wasn't the brothers and sisters alone. It wasn't the brothers and sisters alone. These earth beings were there also. They were there also. So you got to understand who's starting the fire and who's not. I'll tell you this right here. When I was a police officer, I had a talk with an older guy some years ago when I was a police officer. And he had told me about the Detroit riots. And he explained to me everything that happened. And he had talked about how he said Woodward Avenue was literally owned by our people. It was owned by the Golden Race, all right? And we had millions of dollars coming through Woodward Avenue and was going directly into our communities, just like the Black Wall Street was. But this was in the 60s. And these org politicians and all, they wanted Woodward Avenue, which they have Woodward Avenue now. But he said, the brother said, the Detroit Free Press had put in the papers that an org man and how it said, was a white man kills a black mother and her son and dumps them in the Detroit River. And then the Detroit News posted an article saying a black man rapes a white woman, brutally beats her, and now she's in intensive care. And this is what started the whole riot thing. All right? Now, the brother says, our people were not burning down our businesses. He said he saw the sheriffs and the police officers and politicians throwing Molotov cocktails, or what they call firebombs, into the black-owned businesses and burning them down. And then after they burnt them down, the people who owned the businesses tried to get insurance claims, and the insurance company had literally denied their claim and had severed themselves from these businesses that was owned by the brothers. All right, so you got to understand who really burnt down Minnesota. Was it our people that did that? Was it these art beings that did it? Because, you know, you got to understand what's going on. So they're trying to get us to become emotional. They're trying to get us to get out of our area of focus, which is ourselves. Understand what's going on. It's not targeted toward those people who are asleep. This is all targeted towards those who are awake, because they want us to react in a way so that in a way that's unmannerable, so that they can say we got the awakened to become emotional, and now we know that we can handle the rest. All right, so we just gotta stay a level head. War is coming, my people. It is coming. We will be able to do what we need to do. The energy is not here yet. Yet the energy on the planet, the cosmic energy, is building. All right, we also have to wait also for these 13 cosmic waves to come in. You can't go ahead of the energy. Just remember that. You can never go ahead of the energy, because you go ahead of the energy, you're going to literally mess yourself up. Then you have to start all the way back over. And those cosmic waves are not coming back just for you. All right? They're not coming back just for you. We got another major cosmic wave that's coming June 4th, which will be a Thursday, I believe. Thursday, June 4th, because the last one was Friday, or was it Saturday? I gotta look at the calendar again. I'm kind of tired right now. Had a long day at work, but I think it's gonna be Thursday, June 4th, if I'm right. But the key point is, we have a lot of things to build us up. We got the cosmic energy. We got the cosmic waves that's coming in. We've got these delta waves that's coming in from the sun also, that we need to be meditating under. We need to be practicing our Tai Chi, getting the Orgon energy pillars, or the Orgon pyramids. All right, you can order them on Amazon if you can't make one, because I'm going to be making my own. But if you can't make one, you can order them on Amazon. You can order them on eBay. You can order them on Etsy. You may be able to go to Craigslist. Somebody may be selling them on Craigslist. Don't know. But you can order your Orgon pyramids if you don't have the ability to make them, or if you don't have the right facility, or to do such works. So the key point is for us to begin building ourselves, focusing on ourselves. That's the main thing that we've got to do, because we're going to be faced with a enemy who at the same time is scared, but altogether he doesn't want to give up his prize. It's like a dog that won't let go of that other animal. all right? And he's got those jaws locked tight, and this is where they are, and you don't want to let go, and this is what's going on with these orc beings right now. You know, they got their jaws locked tight, and they don't want to give up. They don't want to give in. They don't want to let go, all right? So you got to understand the battle that we're going to be facing, which means that we have to be totally in balance. We have to be ready to fight these beings. We have to be ready to do them in the honor of our ancestors, but we're going to be using a totally different weapon. We're not going to be going there pop, 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 bang, 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 all right? We're not going to be doing that. We're going to be going using nothing but pure energy. We're going to be using energy from our solar plexus, energy from the higher dimensional parts of our bodies. We're going to be using heavy levels of cosmic powers. All right? So just understand, my people. Just understand that our enemies are targeting us, all right? They're targeting us, and they're using us as scapegoats. They're trying to use us as scapegoats, all right? They're trying to get us to fall off our rocker, and we're not going to do that, all right? We're not going to do that. We're not going to fold into them so easily, all right? So just wanted to pass that message on to you guys so that you guys can understand what the heck is going on. They're targeting us. All right. That young brother, what's his name? I can't think of his name. I just watched his video, and he was talking on the same thing. So I was like, I just want to elaborate on that, on that information, you know, just to let you know, you know, I want to use the avatar. You know, I was watching that. If you get a chance, go on the cartoon Avatar, The Last Airbender, and look up, it's going to be season one, and it's going to be the title, The Avatar State. And it's just so important that was so important to be brought out to say, okay, yeah, I know that you're at war, but I am not ready yet. And all the years that the years that we've been in meditation, even though this is one day, the energy that we spend in meditation, we're just now getting to this point right here where we are getting equal with the energy, but we're not completely equal with it. All right. So by the time October gets here, we're going to be in tune with this energy, and then we'll be ready for war. All right. This is a daily effort. Discipline mind. A clean heart, a focused spirit, all right? A soul without baggage, all right? What you call a hollow soul, so that the energy can flow through you and you will be very powerful. Brother Ramon, I was just talking with him today, leaving work, and he's like, you know, he just figured out that he was a waterbender. I was like, yeah, I could have told you that. But he was like, I needed to find out on my own. And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, but the thing about it is, you know, find out what force that you deal with and practice. All right. And like I say, you have the cartoons here to show you what to do. You got the cartoons to show you what to do. All right. They're all there. Everything is there. These orb beings have literally put everything in your face. All right. They put everything in your face, and you just got to see it as face value education. All right, guys. Just want to pass that on to you guys. I catch you guys a little later. Hope you understand that. You're not ready for war until the energy has completed you. When the energy has completed you, then you're ready for war. All right? We don't want to do anything prematurely. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
All right, just to let you know, that was last year. That was last year that he was talking. So let's fast forward a little bit.
Brothers and sisters of the Celestial Energy, Brother Wisdom, what's going on? The war is far from over. Just remember, the war is far from over. We have seen so much. Their book, the Bible, gives accounts of the weapons that we had in the days of old. Their Bible gives accounts. And they talk about the gods. They talk about the rod of God. They talk about the weapons that we had that can wipe out whole armies. And I talked about, you know, we have told you all about this. I didn't get it from that book. Just, you know, the brother sent me something from, I think it was Instagram. I'll share it with you guys a little later. But it talked about the different weapons. And it talked about the rod of God, the rod of the gods, and how the gods fought. And I told you all, that book, their Bible, is coded. It is coded for them, for the so-called elite, but they gave it to us to capture our minds so that we could think that we were gaining a savior of some sort, not knowing that this was a tactic to use for war against us. It was a mental war. I mean, the war that they never stop warring against us. Everything they do is war. The educational system, the judicial system, everything that they do is an act of war against the original people, the money. Look at us. They pit us against each other. Look how they pit us against each other and how they cause us to fight each other over money and things. Our brothers and sisters will kill each other for Michael Kors and Dooney and Burt and Cartier. At one time, they were killing each other for Carhartt. With all the Saxons' names on me, and our people have got this idea, if they have something with a Saxon name on it, then they have some power. Prada what's the other one? Louis Vuitton. They have this idea. If they have this, then they have some type of power, and they're killing each other, and they not knowing that these are acts of war against the original beings. They have used so many tactics, and then they outright use their police. They outright use their police to fight against us. All sorts of tactics to get us to trust in them. To get us to trust in them so that we will forget who we are, the gods of this world. We are here to fight for this planet. We are the protectors of this realm. We're not here to be businessmen of the wars, mental wars that they use against us, the business industry, the religious industry, the educational industry, the food industry, the stock market, all these. The war is far from over, brothers and sisters. We talked about alchemy. We talked about how the alkaline energy and alchemy destroys the acidic energy within these beings. Everything they've done is war. Have us, how men turn against our women and go outside of their species because they have this idea. They created this idea, these Saxons created this idea that their species were a better match for us than our own. Have our women turn against our men, vice versa. Same reason. This war is far from being over. Now you understand why we are rising, why we are working to bring things back into the perspective of nature and the cosmos, because we have thoughts. We have thoughts. And certain things were destroyed that rendered us supreme power. But we shall return. We are returning. Within you, brothers and sisters, are multiple energies, multiple powers, multiple forces that are designed for you to link into the highest energies ever known. Your rod and your staff, which is your wand. These are wands. That's why we talked about the magical wands and how we use them. Alchemy, we combine different metals, all right? High vibrational metals. And we were able to pass energies from our bodies into our enemies and destroy them wholly. They don't want us to remember who we are. The war is far from being over. They have this idea that they're going to keep us in a deep sleep. This calendar year, all right, this calendar year is around the time when we fail to have this mark. And that was a certain energy that stirs on the planet. And it rendered us supremely powerful. And we were at the point of nearly wiping them out completely before they destroyed our source. And when they destroyed our source, we could not link into that power that they feared so much. See, there's a great fear among these beings of us. They know who we are. They know who we are. And they are afraid of us returning to this source of power. They're afraid of us moving into this level of cosmic hierarchy. They are very afraid. It's the reason why they have flooded our neighborhoods with poisonous goods, cakes and candies, soda pops, juice drinks, McDonald's, Burger King's, Checker Rallies, White Castle. Oh, yes. Well, you have Hardee's, Arby's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars, you name it. All the restaurants, and they're feeding our people meats, poisonous meats, to keep the body poisoned so that the vibrations will be low. So that the frequencies will be low, so that we will not rise to the power that we belong to. These are acts of war, but the war is far from over, because there are those who have awakened to a power that mankind fears. Yes, Archons, the Tataris, the Nakos, the Draconians, the Reptilians, the Nordic. Tall white, the short white, the tall grays, the short grays, and all other species of these Saxons know who we are. all your members of Congress are one of these types of species, and they have a destined and eager goal to make sure that we don't come into that power anymore. But they can't stop the inevitable, because it is up to us to link into this power. It is up to us to link into this force. It is up to us to link into this ultimate energy. That's why they gave us religion and the school and the money. Got our brothers and sisters killing each other over all these articles, like I said before, with these Saxon's faces on it. All this money, you kill a brother for a piece of cotton and linen with a Saxon face on it, not knowing that this is a weapon that was created for you to use against your own. Brothers and sisters running out the job positions. So as soon as they get the position, they attack their own and glorify the enemy. How dare you? These are weapons that have been used against us. They have used a mental weapon against us. Now we have to bring the spiritual war, because they can only hit us mentally but not spiritually. Let's bring this war to them. Let's show them the power they don't have. Because when you interact with the spiritual realm, the spiritual realm brings the energy to the physical realm, which brings ultimate supreme power. Henceforth, the super beings, they have it listed in their Bibles. They have it listed in their Bibles of how powerful we are. We don't know it. We don't know it. Because our brothers and sisters don't know how to read that book. They don't know how to read that book. They don't know what's really in that book, because everything is coded for their own people, for the Saxons, for the so-called elite. They're codes. This book was written in codes. It's encoded. And they can just open up the book and know where to go. And they read a certain code so they'll know what to do at certain times. Like now when we're tapping into the spiritual energy, there are codes in their Bible that they created for them so that they can read to try to offset this. It's not a movement, this rising of energy. So they're using their book, their Bible, all right, to try to find ways to alter the vibrations and the frequency so that we could go back into a sleep state, while they operate on lower levels in an attempt to suppress the true powers of the true primordial deities, what they call the gods of this world, because that is us, my brothers and sisters. And they are very afraid of who we are. They are extremely afraid of who we are. They're extremely afraid of the powers and the energies that flow through us and flow into us. Understand, understand, overstand everything that these Saxons are doing. All our realm are acts of war. Everything they're doing is an act of war, and it's designed to keep us in a sleep state. The war is far from being over. The war is far from being done. The war will be over when we end this shit forever. When we end it, we will end it. And their system is falling, and they will fall to their knees, and we will show no mercy to any of them, because they do not belong on this realm. They are a virus and a curse to the original beings, and we must bring ourselves into that perspective that war has been wrought upon us. After they fought us physically and destroyed certain things that rendered us powerful, they then went into the mental war to keep us in a sleep state so that we would not awaken and see the atrocities that they have done. Now we must come together and gather ourselves to find them, to make them accountable for all of their deeds as they walk around in the neighborhoods which was once our shrines and temples. They walk around in the neighborhoods playing like they are the most powerful beings because they have their money. But their money means nothing. These soulless motherfuckers must go from our planet. The war is far from being over. It is far from being over. And they have this idea that they're supreme and superior because they have things. We have the power of the cosmos. We have the energy of the cosmos. We have the ability to tap into every frequency and vibration of all the universes. For the Godhead, the rod of God is within you, brothers and sisters. The rod of God is within you, this powerful energy that you possess. Therefore, what is in must come out, and you will shine brighter than the sun. What did we tell you? You're children of the sun, and you have condensed sunlight within you, which means this energy is trapped inside of your body and is designed to be able to be pushed out as a weapon. You are the weapon. You don't need a gun or a bullet. You are the weapon. You don't need a knife or a sword. You are the weapon. Tap into that energy from where you come. Go into the darkness because the darkness is your source of power and strength. The darkness is your energy. The darkness is your infinite weapon that never runs out of ammunition. You have the multiple energies of the cosmos within you, for you are the weapon that they fear the most, for they know who you are on the inside and the out. Therefore, the mental war is designed to keep you suppressed so that you will not know who you are, so that you can see the mental war, so that you can see them as they're nice. Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. Oh, yeah, you know, I have them as friends. Oh, they're family to me. Not knowing that there's a weapon used against you. Who will wake up from this sleep and see the war that is against us? Who will awaken from this sleep and rise? Rise from the depths to the height of the sun and the glory of the moon and release the energy and power from their bodies that destroy everything. For you are the alchemy that creates the alchemy. For you are the alkaline that releases the alkaline. For you are the power that is within the power. For you are the force that is within the force. You are the all. Powerful, almighty, you are God. The war is far from being over. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We will talk later.
Brothers and sisters, bless your energy, Brother Risen. What's going on, guys? All right, we're going to talk about our realm. All right? Let's talk about our realm. All right, remember we talked about the realms are literally like pretty much this, all right, that makes up the entire planet. You have 99 of those discs that makes up this colossal planet, all right? Mankind doesn't have the technology and the capabilities to actually view the entire planet, all right? Because that's when you begin going into outer space. Each realm has got a magnetic field or plasma field around it to protect it from colliding with the other realm. All right, so it's like the body, you know, it's like our body, and each vertebrae, you got that gel so that the vertebrae won't touch the other vertebrae.
All right, that's just how our planet and our realms are set up. Exactly the same way. All right, so when we say we are made in the image, we're made in the image. Okay, so our planet has 99 realms, and each of those realms are divided by plasma shields. Okay, what we're looking at is some extremely powerful energy that each realm expels. All right, so the realm literally kicks out massive amounts of energy that is necessary for our planet and for as well as our growth within our planet. All right. Now each realm is divided into 9 quadrants. Think of a circle. All right. Think of a circle that has that's divided by 9 squares. Okay. Because you got to remember, each realm is literally a disc. All right. Just like the disc in our back. Yes, each realm is literally a disc. All right. And each realm is divided into 9 quadrants. So you have your top 3 quadrants, you have your middle 3 quadrants, and you have your bottom 3 quadrants is how it's divided. So you can actually get a piece of paper, draw a circle, divide it 9 times, and create 9 quadrants. The center of each realm, all right, the center quadrant, which will be the second middle quadrant, the second row and the very middle, which will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which will be the number 5, which will be the fifth quadrant. Because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It will be the fifth quadrant. All right? However you want to put it, you know, you can say it's the second quadrant down or the second quadrant going east, or the second quadrant going west, or you can say it's the second quadrant going north, however you want to say it. It's the central quadrant. All right? The central quadrant is the master quadrant of each realm. And see, one thing these Saxons know that the Arctic Circle is the main area of this realm. All right? They haven't been to any other realm, just like Brother Bobby said. Brother Bobby said it best. You know, he said that these Saxons have not been. This is the only realm that these Saxons are on. No other realm on this planet can you find them. All right? This is the only realm that they are on. Okay? So, when you link into this realm, you know, everybody said link into the planet. You can link into the realm. You can link into the planet by linking into the planet. You're linking into the realm. Okay? Vice versa. Linking into this realm, you begin to tap into a master programmer. We as the original beings of this world are the only master programmers. And we're the only ones who can change the frequencies and the vibrations of this realm. But the only way that we can operate in that capacity is to be in tune with nature and to be in tune with the universe and to be in tune with ourselves. You can never lower the frequencies and vibrations of a realm. All right, that's number one. You can never lower the frequencies and vibrations of a realm. You can always increase the frequencies and vibrations of the realm. Does each realm run on the same frequencies? No. There are realms that are below us that run on much higher frequencies than our realm. All right? Because they don't have the disturbances. You gotta understand this, brothers and sisters. Our enemies, these factions, they know that we are the operators of this entire realm. All right? You're dealing with the realm. The brothers and sisters on each realm are the operators. And we need extremely high frequencies and extremely high vibrations. Now, just by you creating an orgone or building a structure and put it in the ground, you're tapping into that center realm, which is Antarctica. You can go into the astral realm and you can tap into the Arctic Circle, which is the center quadrant of this realm. And you can literally begin to reshape the programming of the master quadrant, because Arctic Circle will be the master quadrant of this realm. That's the quadrant that controls the entire realm, literally. Why do you think they are so concerned with the Arctic Circle? But then they're concerned with Antarctica. And why are they concerned with Antarctica? Because they know that there's life in Antarctica. You know, there's some energy in Antarctica that taps into the Arctic Circle. Antarctica would be you're dealing with the ninth quadrant, which is where Antarctica would be. If you're looking at it on a map in the circular form, Antarctica will possibly be in the ninth quadrant, because, I mean, it's a huge disk. So I'm going to have to get a map of the realm, and we're going to divide it, and we're going to see what is where. But I do know that the Arctic Circle is the master quadrant. All right, so you tap into the master quadrant, then you're tapping into the controlling quadrant of the realm. All right, we're talking metaphysics, we're talking science, we're talking physics, we're talking alchemy. So, brothers and sisters, the more you create structures, because all these structures that we created in the days of old were designed to link into the master quadrant, which makes this realm more powerful. All right? We have enemies who want to disassociate this realm from the rest of the planet, like it doesn't belong here. So when we begin to create, just like we said, you create an orgone, and the orgone is created that directly from your soul. So we create an orgone, and we take it and put it somewhere. And we begin to cause things to shift on this realm. All right? The more alchemy that's produced on this realm, the more intelligence that is gained. All right? I'm going to say it one more time. The more alchemy that's produced on this realm, the more intelligence that is gained. When you start talking about intelligence, you're talking about that genius energy, that genius mind, that genius code. All right? You begin talking about some levels of intelligence that mankind cannot absorb. I mean, the type of intelligence that would come to him if he was to actually absorb that type of intelligence, he would literally cause himself to disintegrate, literally cause himself to disintegrate. I mean, just like when they talked about Lot's wife, and they said, you know, you turn into salt, and in actuality, when they say you turn into salt, that means that the body was going to disintegrate. That's all. The body would disintegrate and, you know, become whatever the atmosphere is. So these factions will literally disintegrate, dealing with the type of information that we would gain, all right? So it is important, brothers and sisters, that you understand the power of alchemy, all right? Because alchemy literally shifts and changes everything on this realm. You do one thing, that's why we talked about the butterfly effect. You do one thing on one part of this realm, and you literally change something on another part of the realm. All right? So we're just talking about this realm, the secrets of this realm, the secrets of this planet. You know, our planet has each realm is a disc, and each realm is divided by this thick plasma energy so that the realms won't collide with each other, so they won't boom, 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 you know, because, you know, it has to be balanced. You know, we're talking about some powerful energy. We're talking about those, you know, those who created the planet, you know, we knew what we were doing. So the key in this is that you must become more in tune to the natural order of our realm. Remember, the more you build and create, the more powerful this realm becomes. All right? You get some grassland out of the middle of nowhere, and you just build something there. And you create something there. You put it out there where nobody else goes, and you just go out there and build it. That is powerful energy, because the natural order around that area where you go will literally begin to shift and change, and you will notice it. And, you know, henceforth, these factors talk about, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to spray it with sulfur dioxide. Don't worry about what they're doing. Focus on keeping everything in a level of power, all right? You become more powerful within yourself. You become more powerful within nature, within the cosmos, within your realm. All right? We're talking some powerful intelligence, all right? This is what we're gearing towards. So, yes, our realm is divided into 9 quadrants. And these quadrants are powerful areas. These are sectors, all right? Based upon longitude, latitude, focusing on different areas of energy. I mean, it's extremely complex. But what I did was I made it as simple as I could possibly make it for you all, so that you all can understand how each realm operates. Okay? So yes, each realm is literally divided into 9 quadrants, and these 9 quadrants are different sectors that are important to this realm. All right, just like, you know, we talked about the ley lines, you know, each ley line, you know, they say, oh, this is a ley line of the planet. But they, like we said, they haven't been anywhere else but this realm. So they can't say this is the ley line of the planet, because each realm has different ley lines. All right, each realm has different ley lines. So when you see when you look at the ley lines that you go on, you know, L-E-Y-L-I-N-E-S, if you all haven't heard of it before, when you look at the ley lines of this realm, and they show you a person, they show you all these lines, that's just for this realm and this realm only. That's for this realm and this realm only, all the ley lines, all right, which means that what they placed on paper is pretty much based upon what they learned from the ancients. Okay, so where Washington D.C. stands, or either one stood, because that energy is left there. Where Washington D.C. stands, or the what you call the White House. That was a very important part of this quadrant. And we're going to have to, like we said, I'm going to have to actually get a map of the realm, the entire realm, and then we're going to have to divide it because the nine quadrants are divided evenly. It's nine evenly divided quadrants. And this is, these are the secrets that you all must know. So it is your duty as a master alchemist, because you all becoming master alchemists. I mean, those of you who are working and you're creating orgone and you're putting things in place and you're focusing on how to become more powerful. You're like, hey, I want to build this. I want to create this. You can't stop. I'm like, I can't stop. I actually had to take a break from building some things because I'm working on some things for my house. You know, I had to do some things to the backboards and, you know, finish up those storm windows and get everything. So it's like there was things that I had to do. I had to take a break from creating building because, you know, I'm working on some powerful things, brother. So, you know, when you begin to be on a constant basis, you becoming a master alchemist, which means that you're learning how to create different energies. You're putting crystals together that have never been put together. You're putting metals together that may have been put together sometime in the past, but in this lifetime haven't been put together. You know, you putting all kind of things together to shift and change the frequencies and the vibrations of this realm that we're in, that we're on at this present moment. So just wanted to share that with you all. So our realm, each realm is divided into nine quadrants. All right, so you got our realm right here, then you got the next realm, then you got the next realm, then the next realm, you got the next realm. And in between each realm is a plasma shield so that the realms won't collide with each other. All right, it's so amazing to understand your planet and where you live. It's a powerful thing to understand the power of gaining the knowledge of where we live and how things operate. And, you know, we must operate on that higher frequency just like our planet does, just like each realm does. We must operate on higher frequencies, you know. So our realm operates on an extremely high frequency, all right, which is why these factions, you know, want to lower the frequency. Why do they want to lower the frequency? Because their bodies can't take the energy. Their bodies can't take the energy. They are not alpha beings. For them to say they are alpha draconians and alpha reptilians, they lie. Because they have no part in this alpha universe. They're not of this universe. They're not of this frequency. They are not of this vibration. When you say universe, you're saying one frequency, one vibration, one energy, one power. Just like when you listen to what was that one movie? One band, one sound. That's pretty much how it is. You know, Drumline. It was Drumline. One band, one sound. And this is how we're supposed to be, but these factions have literally caused so many of us to turn against that type of knowledge, that type of lifestyle, so that we won't be one with our planet, so that we won't be one with nature, so we won't be one with our realm, so that we won't be one with the cosmos. Because they know that our original programs are based upon the energy of this planet, this realm here. So just know, the more you become conscious and aware of the realm that we are on, the more powerful you become within yourself. And the more powerful you become within yourself, the more you can be the more you can flow on a much higher level, on a much higher frequency, on a much higher vibration. All right. So I just wanted to share with you all some secrets of this realm.
each realm that we hear in each realm, you know, we said they're divided into nine quadrants. And it's important that we understand how everything operates dealing on a planetary level. All right. So now that you see how it operates on a planetary level, you see how we're supposed to operate on a much higher level as well. All right. It is our duty to become one with the all. It is our duty to become one with nature. All right. Don't get pushed away because you see these factors and they talk about, we're going to spray this, we're going to spray that, we're going to spray this. The deeper we get into alchemy, all right, and you begin to understand, the more you create, the more you build, you start, you know, just like, you know, I got the wood and I said I'm gonna make these discs and I'm gonna do this right here. You're beginning to increase your levels of intelligence. You begin to increase your ability to become a more powerful genius mind, because that's what it's all about, becoming a genius mind. All right, that mental power, that mental energy, you becoming that force. You know, this is why these sections want to keep us dumbed down. All the dumb garbage that they want to feed us on a daily basis, we can't just keep falling for that same garbage over and over and over and over again. It's senseless. It is absolutely senseless to keep falling for the same garbage. Oh, now they want us to vote. You know, they're piling up the your mailbox with this voting thing because so many of our brothers and sisters have awakened from the lie, and they're no longer taking part of this voting process. Because when you talk about voting, you're like luring yourself. It's like you're saying, this is who I want to lead my soul. I want this Saxon to lead my soul. I want this Saxon to show me where to take me into this next place, and they can't take you anywhere. You're voting for what? All right? You're voting for a Saxon to do what? Exactly. See what I'm saying? So it's important that we gain this knowledge. Gather this knowledge as much as we can. All right? Because it's time, brothers and sisters, all right, for us to take it to the next level. All right? It is that time. All right, brothers and sisters, I pass this on to you. I hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said. All right, guys? You know the deal. All power to the multi-cycle Sylvester and Jelly Beans. May chaos ring through forever and ever and ever. I remember chaos rings change. All right? Okay.
So, shout out to Brother Wisdom. Great brother gives us cosmic updates. Him and Marvin Jones. Go back and listen to the archives, Mother Jones, Marvin Jones, cosmic updates with Marvin Jones. But I do cosmic updates for those two. Brother Wisdom, I use him all the time. Almost every other show. No, not literally, but I use him a lot here on air. So shout out to you guys for what you do for humanity. It does not go unnoticed, and we feel it, and we appreciate you. So he talks about programs, you guys. So let's go ahead and listen to his lecture on programs. If any of you guys need to contact me, you can email me. You can utilize my link tree in the show notes. Utilize my link tree. It's self-explanatory. You can email me. You could book a session with me. I added a new service, but that's only local here in Dallas. Painting by the lake. If any of you guys know, I do king and queen affirmation paintings. It's the paintings for your home where I get a pre-drawn canvas and I, you know, get your capture your personality and what you're going through, and then I just put it on canvas. So those are for sale too. You guys, you can email me to inquire about that, King, Queen, Affirmation Paintings. The website is coming back up soon, so please look out for, by the end of the year, I'm going to project by the end of the year that the website is back up. So there's a few things I got to get in perspective, but we are reorganizing in a compartmentalize. We're organizing the business, the businesses. So let me just say that because there's so many ideas. But thank you, you guys. But, yeah, let's listen to programs. Again, this is Royal Rising Information, and this is Royal Affirmations, and you're tuned in to Hanson Awareness Radio.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom, we're going to discuss program masters, all right? Master programmers. We who are this of this carbon construct that they call melanin, or this golden complexion, however it be, the melanin genome, are the true program masters of this world. Like the video that we did, did earlier, talked about the program master.
There is, he did two of them. So let's listen to the first one he did on programs to, in order to understand or understand the second level of it. So let's do this.
Brother, sister, the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom. You know, I checked out the, YouTube sent an alert telling me that there were 956 likes on the YouTube community posting. No fear. And this is something that our folk have really, really struggled with in the past. And now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now I'm watching as their programs are crumbling. The money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling. And now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working because they're trying to, they had this Nassara Act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the we the people. And you got to remember that we the people is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling. And this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and began to re-implement our original program. The planet's a program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold, all right? You have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet and not the equator, all right? The North Pole and the South Pole reached at temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. You have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations. All right, when I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent says that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own. All right, so when they say the African continent, whoever names that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land. Okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, all right? So that's the word continent literally means to own, all right? All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water, so all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island, because it's a huge island, all right? And it's growing, okay? So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is a tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies. We created all of this, and then it recreated us, right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you think created the cosmos? In some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is symmetry of it all. This is why we can leak into all of these different energies without being harmed, all right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us, all right? That's how it works. You know, that's why, just like when we go into meditation, meditation is a program, all right? When you link into meditation, you're linking into the cosmic program, the cosmic and nature program. So you hold your hand out and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go in one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy. All right. So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies, levels of intelligence. All right, you got intelligences, all right? Not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence, all right? So these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing. And he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand, our planet runs on a program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge, because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program. All right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already that we created for our planet. All right. So, just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere. All right, the devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky. All right, so everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right, and everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky, and this is the winter program, the fall program. All right, what they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right? Trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a thought, all right? But first, we have to build out, create our devices in order to make this thing happen, all right? So all of these programs, these are all programs, all right? So the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which would allow us to be a more powerful, what you call cyborgs or organic beings, okay? So understand that there are programs everywhere, even this time program that they created. Now, I'm going to go into, later on, I'm going to go into what the brother, what I said, or that I shared on the YouTube posting, you know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours. All right, we're going to go into that because the original energy, the original tropical program that is on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this entire solar system, this entire galaxy to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind because they try to alter the program. Just like when the water said, the Atlantic water said, you know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in Antarctica because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come. So they're trying to keep the ice wall up. And in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program as designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits, each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right? So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right? So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program. And we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return. All right? Me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet, because the energy moves extremely slow. Energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind created time and this time program for mass production, because you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to reignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit. All right? We're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the natural, which is the program of nature. All right? So we got to understand that all, everything here, what we're dealing with are programs. All right? The school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs. All right? And they're, and all these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters, so I share that with you all. There's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right? Everything. Even when you go to the stores, you go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square. All right? Those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program. It's a dimensional program, was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings. All right? These are all programs. Everything is a program. All right? Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program, you got the sun program, you got, and these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't loop. What happens is they grow. Because this is a natural energy. Natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is loop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only loops and it never grows. And it keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. And the original beings get caught up in the loop, thinking that they are going somewhere, when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over and over again. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program. Just like we said, when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures, whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures, these structures are going to emit powers and certain powers and certain energies into your bodies, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. We were created to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine feminine. Okay, so when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes in all of our kinfolk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light. All right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something, we're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet. On a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis, all right? So you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original power, all right? I shared it with you all, and I'll catch you guys later, and you know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever and ever. Much power to you all.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom. We're going to discuss program masters. All right. Master programmers. We who are of this carbon construct that they call melanin, or this golden complexion, however it be, the melanin genome, are the true program masters of this world. Like the video that we did, that, you know, did earlier, talked about the program master. And it talked about, you know, what do we say? He said, we limit ourselves. Which is so true. We're the ones who literally limit our own selves. We limit our own abilities by thinking less of ourselves. The program master is one who can control all programs and does not need to be exactly in that same area. So when I remember a while back when I first started going into the astral realm and realized what I could do, I was healing people. I was healing brothers and sisters who were in other countries or in other states. And at the time, I did not realize that I was going into their program database, because we all run on programs, and I was realigning their programs and removing viruses. I didn't realize that I was being a program master at the very same time. So you all who have been healing brothers and sisters with your abilities have linked into the program master. Now, the thing about it is the program master goes deeper than just healing, okay? You've got those who are talking about Reiki healing or whatever else. Program master goes deeper than healing, all right? Program master means that it's one who can control and take complete power over every program on the planet. All right? If you can remember the movie Lucy, if anyone hasn't seen the movie Lucy, you need to check it out. And Lucy had, you know, they said CPH4. CPH4 is nothing but cosmic radiation or cosmic energy. And Lucy had tapped into her most inner self, and she then began to, she was on TV. She was talking to the professor, you know, who was Morgan Freeman. She was talking to him on the TV, all right? And she was able to make the men who were trying to attack her go up into the air and stay there, and their guns were literally powerless. Everything is a program. The gun, the bullets is a program, the missiles are programs, the everything, the dogs, the cat, they're all programs. Even they showed you in the movie Matrix, you know, he stopped the bullets, so he was a program master. Alright, so got to understand this, the program master. In order to work in the capacity of program master, you must be able to link directly into the astral realm and the quantum realms at the same time. All right? Which means that you have a quantum mindset to say, I am everything. I am all, you know, and this is something you must always be in. You can't be in a low mindset, you know, wanting to kill everybody and destroy everybody, and then at the same time you wanna jump up to a higher mindset. You can't be there. You have to be balanced. We say everything is everything, and I am in balance with nature and the cosmos, and whatever nature needs to do, I am moving in the motion of nature. The storm that they create, the rain that they create, is created through a program. They spray this stuff in the sky. These chemicals are nothing but atoms that they spray in the sky, that the atoms are operated by different programs on the computer system, and then they press a couple buttons, and whatever the satellite link is goes into that storm, and the storm creates. All right, same thing with the winter. All right, when it's winter, that's a program. So you being a being who you are and looking into that, into the astral realm, and the reason why I say you have to look into the astral realm is because the astral realm is all mental. So you must see what you want to change. You must see what you want to change, and you go into the quantum realm, and the quantum realm, you're using hyper powerful mathematical sequences, and they look like this. All right, they look like that. If you can see that, that's Dr. Strange. All right, so you have to understand that what they showed you on the movie Dr. Strange, you must be able to see that within your mind. And this is what makes you a program master. When you're able to see those things in your mind, and you're able to see these, all right, see this very clearly, very carefully here. You see that? Now, see this right here, see all this here. Now focus on it. Now see within your mind, that's the astral realm, the spinning. Now you want to see this spinning counterclockwise, and then you want to see this spinning clockwise, and at the same time you want to see this pulsating in and out. All right, and this is what I'm talking about. When you go into a quantum mindset, you're able to see all this happening, all right, in a higher mind. You're able to see all this happening. Now let's just say that, hey, it's starting to get cold. You don't want it to be cold, because you know the planet's not supposed to be cold. You see the atmosphere. You know what you want the atmosphere to be. Now you focus within yourself, and you see these symbols. And they might be at triangles, they may be diamonds, they may be squares, they may be circles. However your soul energizes yourself, and you're like, I want this to change. And you don't have to say a word. It's all thought. All right? Remember we talked about thought, and how thought is the most powerful element that you could ever have, all right, and how your thought literally is that tachyon energy. It's what your thought is. Your thought is literally that tachyon energy, and your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second, which means that you being a program master and you seeing these symbols, and you can create whatever symbol in your mind, and you can control it. If you want to control, then take control and take full power, whatever it be. And you need to change the situation on your job, where you're working, and you see these jokers starting to want to fuck with you. Use your mind. And you don't do this you don't want to do this right now to try to destroy, because that's just too much for you right now. Because you've got to be in complete balance to want to try to destroy something. You have to literally be at a higher dimensional mindset. What you want to do is you want to change the circumstances. Instead of wanting to go into the area, I want to kill this person, because this is the only thing that we've been taught, is how to kill someone, how to destroy something. No, you want to get in a situation in an area in your mind where you say, I want to change the situation. So you see that person. Now you start seeing the symbols moving around, All right, these same symbols that you saw on that you just saw there, and you create the symbols, and you think in your mind, this is what I want to be done, and all of a sudden things start changing in your favor. This is a program master. A program master is one who can master all programs. One who can take control and complete power of all programs, because everything is a program on the planet. You see the movies of the little children who put their hand over the grass and a flower grows out. They're showing you program masters. But they had a higher dimensional mindset, a dimensional mindset of creativity. Everyone has a different type of energy. But this is a program master. This is one who can control all programs. And you make things become in balance. It's not about destroying and killing. It's about being in balance. That's what it's about. Because when you start talking about destroying and killing and you and this physical realm here, you're not in balance because you haven't made it into that dimensional, the higher dimensional mindset, because you're right now angry, which means you're in your emotions, and if you're in your emotions, things are not going to work right. So you have to be at a higher mindset where you're in complete balance. You said, let me take control of this situation. Now you control the situation and you make things work in your favor. Now, if something happens down the road and these people end up getting hurt or whatever, that's on them. Because what's happening? Karma is coming back to them. You know, you had to put things in balance, but then they did you wrong, which means that the karma has to come back to them. All right? But it's about being in balance. It's about knowing that you are nature. You are the cosmos. I am everything. I am the all. There is no one more powerful than me. This is where it comes in for you to praise and worship yourself. You can take over. You see the sky. You see everything's getting ready to turn cold. You don't want it to turn cold. You see the symbols moving about you. See one moving this way. You know, one moving that way. All right? One moving that way. One moving that way. All right? And then you see one moving in the middle. On his arm, and you see a pulsating light, and this is you. This is a quantum mindset, because now you're focusing on pure energy, pure mathematics. This is real mathematics. Real mathematics has nothing to do with numbers. Real mathematics deal with frequencies and vibrations, which means that you take over the radio frequencies that want to control that system that wants to make the air pressure cold, and you change it and you disable the system. Now you're thinking, I want to disable the system. And now you want to disable it. Now you change the encryption and you make the encryption something else that cannot be guessed, which means that they have to rebuild their system again. You know, you make them spend money because now there's a virus in their system, and they gotta take that old system out and rebuild the system, put a new system in so they can make it work again. And then you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Until they get the notion that we can't control this anymore. We can't make it cold. This is a program master. Well, you take over. Everything is a program. Everything. You remember the movie Lucy? And the dog was, the police wanted the dog to come and attack her. And she looked at the dog. And the dog said, oh! And didn't move at all. Why? Because she, in that movie, was a program master, and she was control over everything. Even her own life, she remembered tasting her mother's breast milk. So you link into the programs, and these programs that you link into, you take full control of it. Lucy is a prime example. She got on all those wires, and then she started turning black. That black is nothing but pure carbon. And this is who we are, pure carbon. The carbon element is the most powerful element out there in the cosmos, because it is the element that completely rules over everything. It's the element that is the power element. And your carbon gives you that ability to control everything. You linking into the waves, the wavelengths of the cosmos. Okay? You linking into that web, that webbing, that internal networking system that's everywhere. All right? And you're becoming the all. And you're in balance. Your masculine and your feminine are equally balanced, and you're not teetering on something else. That's being a program master, where you are literally controlling everything around you. You want to take control over the money? And you want to make the money system fall? You have to do that gradually. That's not something that you do quickly. You know, you want to destroy this governmental system? It's already being destroyed, but you want to destroy it even more? You do that. It's all about being a program master. It's all about being in balance. It's all about being in balance. It's all about being having inner peace, no anger, no frustration, no feelings, none of that stuff. It's all about being one with nature, one with the cosmos, one with yourself, and in balance, and one with your soul. Because your soul is that main source of energy that takes you into that position. But you got to be able to see what you want to see in the astral realms, see those mathematical structures in the quantum realm, and make them work for you. All right? Make them work for you. You know, this is a good example. Very good example. And you can see this, and you can make it spin. You can make it move. And practice, you can take over an entire system with your mind. All right? With your mind. Program master, quantum energy, quantum force, all mental. Has nothing to do with emotions. It has nothing to do with frustration. And as long as you and your emotions, you will never tap into this true power. Program master is one who can tap into everything. All right? Can tap into everything. That's why when you look at the movie The Matrix, what happened? He knew that he could take complete control of the Smiths because they were programs. You got these brothers and sisters, these police officers, whoever it be, acting up. Immediately you go into the quantum realm, into the astral realms within you, and you say, I've got to straighten this situation out right now. And you do things that are within balance. And then balance is whatever has to be done. Balance is whatever is necessary to be done in that situation. But you linking into the quantum realm, and remember, the quantum realm is the ability to use as less physical force as possible. Only physical force that you're using is your mind. And you're letting the energy, you're focused on the energy, and the energy that's within you is literally taking over everything. Therefore, that brother with that gun, and you see that brother getting ready to shoot somebody, you go directly into it, you take over, and that gun turns to dust. It's looking like, what the heck happened? Because you linked into the program, which means that gun is a program. It's a part of the program. All right? It's linked into all this kinetic energy. The kinetic energy is this webbing that's just everywhere. So it's linked into this kinetic energy, and whatever, therefore, you think, and you start seeing that mathematical energy, those different shapes with the signs and stuff in them and the little writings on them, you see them spinning around and moving, and you're thinking, gun turned to dust. And the gun turns to dust right there. Right there in front of you. Feel me? So this is all about the program master. That's all I had to say. Alright, I'm not getting too deep in there, but this is just the basics of that, okay? program master. All right, guys. Talk to you later. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. I'm talking about this right here, and the energy is so crazy that I literally set these people's car alarm off because I'm talking about this energy, and I was looking at the car when I was talking about the energy, and I saw this energy. The energy hit the car and made the car alarm go off. It's crazy because that's just what you heard. If you could hear that wee wee wee, that was our car alarm that just went off, and nobody's here to turn it on, and nobody was around. And I looked at the car. So this is what the energy does. All right, the quantum realm, the astral realms, become one. All right, this kinetic energy is everywhere. All right, and remember we talked about, you know, your thoughts. All right. Thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. All right. Your thoughts, that powerful energy, that powerful tachyon energy is your thoughts. All right. So just remember that. Powerful, powerful energies that's within us, and our carbon holds all this, but you have to be in complete balance. That's why it's important for meditation, all right? Coming in balance with meditation, understanding the power that's in you, and you become a program master, and you'll be able to control everything around you and have power over everything around you, and you do everything in balance, and then you let nature do the rest. All right, guys. Power to you all.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a message for you all in regards to a dream that I had. So first of all, I want to say it's been quite a while since I posted a video, largely because my oldest daughter had her birthday, so I got a chance to celebrate my daughter's birthday with most of the people that I love, and it was a wonderful time that we spent together. And then also I ended up catching this cold, so if I sound a little congested, it's because I am, so you have to excuse me with that, but I didn't want to allow too much more time to lapse before I came forward to bring this message to you all. And so this may resonate with you right now, it may resonate you in, with you in the future, or it may be past energy for some of you, but regardless of where you are in your journey, this may bring some more clarity to you. So let me start off with a dream that I had. It's a little bit lengthy, but I want to go ahead and get right into it. So I happened to be staying at a house where there was a large group of people, and it seemed like it was just many different people from different walks of life, but it was mostly melanated people that were staying in this house. Now, of course, I stood out like a sore thumb because I was different from everybody else that was there. That's the story of my life, okay? So it was one of those things where I was not able to interact with them, so I was more of a spectator in this home. Even though I was staying there, it was like we was roommates. And one of the women, apparently she was dealing with some alcohol issues. She was an alcoholic, and she was having some issues with her boyfriend at the time. She found out he was cheating on her. So she gathered up many of the other women who were staying in this house with us, and they all went outside. She found his car, and she began picking up these huge boulders, her and all of these women. I'm talking about these boulders were huge, and they were heavy. And it's like she had superhuman strength, and she started throwing these boulders. All of these women were throwing these boulders at this car, the car of the man who had been cheating on her. And so the car ended up completely, it looked like it was totaled by a semi. That's how much damage they did to this car. And so they threw the boulders, and it almost hit my head. I had to duck. At that point, I knew it was time for me to get up out of this house. So that's what I did. Myself, and there was another male who stayed in the house who we decided, okay, let's just go and try to find somewhere else because this is not working. Neither one of us fit in with the people that we was living with. So obviously we had that common, we had that in common, okay? Started taking this journey, and we ended up coming, we stumbled upon a group of people. They was mostly European, And they was all sitting around and they was having this discussion, so we decided to listen in because what attracted us was that they were speaking about like metaphysics, okay? They were speaking about energy and things of that nature. And so, you know, we was kind of drawn in because it was like, okay, they're more speaking our language. But I later found out that that was not the case. So, yes, we were sitting around. They were speaking this language of metaphysics and things like that. So it was interesting to us. And one of the women, she said, yes, you know, I know of a group of people who ended up enslaving a melanated man. She said a black man. And she was like, they took him and they enslaved him because they knew that he possessed a lot of powers. And she said, now he is currently the warlock of that group. They have enslaved him, and they use his powers as the warlock of the group. So, okay, me and the man who was sitting there, we telepathically began to communicate with each other. He looked at me, I looked at him, and what he said to me telepathically was, when I count down to one, I'm going to count 3, 2, 1, get up and run. So he did 3, 2, 1, and we took off. I'm talking about we ran so fast, it was like within 2.5 seconds, we was miles and miles ahead of these people. Now, obviously, we picked up on something because they started chasing us as a result of us running. So apparently they wanted to take our energy. We picked up on it intuitively. We took off running. So we ended up at a club, some sort of club, okay? And it was a lot of people standing in this line. All groups, okay, all ethnicities. Well, actually, it was mostly, it was everybody except for melanated people. We were the only two people that was melanated in the group. And this, the reason why is because when we got up to the front, the person who was actually letting people in, he looked into the line and he pointed us. There was a melanated man who was allowing people to come in. I guess he was checking them before they came in. And so he pointed us out. He said, I want you and you. He called us over. And he said, the two of you have to go to the back in order to enter. So I was like, okay. We walked around to the back. And when we got there, there was another melanated man standing at the door. And he said, do you smoke or drink? He asked both of us, do you smoke or drink? I said, no. The man who was with me said, yes. So they sent him to another part of the club. And they sent me all the way up to the top of this club. And that's when I was joined by, it was very few people that was in this part, very few people at the top in this special section. They called it the MVP section. And I guess that's called most valuable player, but that's what they called it in the dream. Everybody that was there was illuminated with the rainbow colors around them. Now, some of y'all might say, well, rainbow colors, what is this? No, this is not that, okay? The rainbow colors, I feel like it was to represent their aura, the energy that they was projecting out into the universe. Because, mind you, this person, and that's the end of the dream, okay? I ended up joining these people, and we all had the same energy that we was projecting, and so this is why we was all invited into this specific area. So I feel like this dream is, it's saying, it's many messages in this dream, so I know it's going to come to me in another message moving ahead what this is about, but I feel like for you all right now, this is showing you that you're really being separated, like broken down to the details, okay? Like very detailed type of separation that's happening for the collective. You might have found that, okay, that group of people that you used to be amongst, who you never really fit in with, but you might have tried to fit in with them, you're starting to see their low vibrational energy so much that it's like, okay, I'm out of there. I can't deal with this type of drama anymore. So you release yourself from that. Because I'm telling y'all, those people who have not done the work to heal at this time, if they was already low vibrational, it's getting worse, okay? Their emotions are heightened. They don't know what to do in order to alchemize the energy. They have no divine connection. They have no spiritual connection. They're just lost in the sauce, and they are taking all of that energy out, and they're projecting it through anger, through outbursts, through outrage, through, you know, I mean, all types of things, okay? And so those people, naturally, you separate from, okay? There's no attraction to those people. So that's what happened initially when I was in this house with these women.
and men too. But then I ended up connecting with one person who we seemed to have that common theme. We had that commonality. Both of us was repelled by very low vibrational energy. So we took this journey together. But then we ended up meeting up with people who seemed like they spoke the language that we was familiar with. It brought us, it sparked an interest in us. But behind the language, they had a different agenda. And the agenda was to siphon the energy of those of us, specifically though, in this dream, it said melanated people, the energy was being siphoned to be used for these European communities and taking our energy and making us their warlocks, okay? And enslaving though, under enslavement, making you the warlock to help them in their group, okay? Because the world is changing, and so they're needing to take the energy of people who have awakened and who understand the power that they possess, but they're using it in a very dark manner. So when they enslave this person, obviously they will take his energy and have him utilize it in a way that only benefits them. It doesn't benefit himself, and it doesn't benefit his community. It only benefits them. So that's the whole purpose of enslavement. So that's why this man and myself, we picked up on that right away. And again, telepathic communication happened. So this is the energy where things are shifting so much that we're even able to tap in. Our intuitions is becoming that much more amplified. The ability to communicate telepathically and to be able to pick up on other people's intentions is becoming that much more amplified. And so it's to the degree where if you see a spirit on somebody, you can't unsee it, okay? When it's made clear and apparent to you, you want to listen to your intuition and take flight at that moment. So that's what we did. We didn't waste any time after we got to see the true nature of this group of people that we ended up walking into in hopes that we had kind of found our tribe, so to speak. So after we took off, it led us to this building, which I think it was a club. It seemed like it was a club. And myself and this person who had so much in common and took this journey together ended up separating at that point. So there was multiple separations that was happening in this dream. So this can mean for you all, you're going through multiple separations in many different areas of your life, okay? And it comes down to the bare minimum, where either the person is going to take the path of stepping into their divinity, closing out old chapters, releasing themselves from their carnal nature, removing themselves from this, you know, being in their ego or being in these pleasure-seeking behaviors. Because like I said, it came down to myself and this man who the question was asked, do either of you smoke or drink? When I said yes, it was automatic that I went to the top. When I said no, it was automatic that I went to the top. When he said yes, I don't know where he was sent, but it wasn't to the top. And so I feel like even if you're surrounded by people who are awakening, they are healing, they are recognizing that it's important for them to take a different path, but they still have one foot in and one foot out. There's going to ultimately be a separation even between yourself and those types of people. And so you might say, well, goodness, I already let go of enough people. Is it just going to end up being just me? I would have to say no, because what ended up happening for me is that I was sent alone to go to the top. But when I got there, I met with others who was just like me, okay, and who had also made the decision to take the road less traveled and to go up in levels, because I was sent to the top of this building, which was called MVP, Most Valuable Player. It would indicate that that's that elevation, continuing to elevate and being rewarded as a result of it. So just know that taking this narrow path is not for the weak at heart, okay? This is not a path where you are walking in and you have one foot in and one foot out. No, you got to be all in this thing. And if you're not, you're going to find that you will be set aside with those people who are also treading the fence, or set aside with those people who are just not doing the work at all. Only you know where you stand right now in terms of your spiritual journey. But I tell you all the time, we are in the age of Aquarius, the time of the, you know, with no things can no longer be hidden. We are in the time of revelations, the time of the reveal. And so it's not just revealing these corrupt structures and corrupt people that's in your intimate circle, but it's also revealing the true nature of who you are from within, okay? And so it's going to be brought forward. You're going to come to that crossroads where these questions ask, are you taking this path or are you taking that path? Have you released yourself from this pleasure-seeking behavior, from this codependency? Have you allowed, have you let these things go? Are you serious about following through? Your commitment is being tested here. And so I could have been in that energy where it's like, okay, but it's only me and him. So if I release him, then who am I going to have? It's going to be just me. So maybe I should just say, yes, I do smoke and drink because he does smoke and drink. And so then at least we can go back to that journey, you know, take that path together. At least I won't be left alone. But I wasn't concerned about that. I was more concerned about the fact that, no, that's not the path that I'm taking. No, I'm not smoking. No, I'm not drinking. No, I'm not still straddling the fence in terms of who I am and what I desire to have in my life and what my divine purpose is. No, I am very committed to stepping into my divinity and continuing to evolve, okay? And so I was rewarded for that. And as a result, I met with other like-minded people. And so, no, it's not in vain. No, you're not going to end up alone. You're going to end up right where you belong. But also know that the dream told me that all of this conflict and all of these chaotic events that I had to run into in that dream, it was like a pathway that was ultimately leading me to where I needed to be. So just know that you might, you know, you're releasing all of these people, all of these chaotic things are happening, things are turning up in your life, and, you know, you're finding that, okay, just when I thought I met my tribe, just when I thought they spoke the same language, now I'm starting to see that, no, this is not it. I'm constantly losing people, but each time you stay committed to the process, each time you continue to walk the path, each time you stay in that energy of I'm going to listen to the intuitive messages that are coming through, I'm not going to be in desperation to join hands with others. I'm just going to continue down my divine path, even if that means I got to leave people behind along the way over and over again. I just know that each scenario, each time I pass the test and continue to move forward, I'm being led closer and closer to my destination. And that's ultimately what happened. And in getting there, when I got there, elevation took place, so much so that the auric field that I had was that much more illuminated because now I was surrounded by like-minded people who was also projecting that energy of balance, okay, having that divine connection to the Most High and their spiritual team, and they've done the work to heal, and so everything that they was projecting out into the universe was an example of that, and so we attracted one another. I'm pretty sure that they had their own stories to tell in terms of how they ended up there at the top. And it might not have been the best stories, but they could say that they made it. And again, there was not a lot of people there. So this is the narrow path, okay? And there's like biblical references that speaks on like those who are called to take the path, but some of them get stuck, you know, like the seeds get planted by the wayside and they get choked up. Or you got other seeds that's planted in bad soil, or you got other seeds in so many different ways that you can plant these seeds, but is it going to really bear fruit? It all depends on the soil. It all depends on the temple of the person. Who are you really? Who are you? You see what I'm saying? And so this is where the true tests are coming in at right now. Who are you really? And are you truly committed to the process of growth and evolution at this time? I strongly suggest that you do that work. Go within. Start asking those very vital questions. Really look within yourself. Pay attention to any habitual patterns that you have, codependencies that you might have, okay? And do what is necessary to take back your authority over these things so that you can release these energies from your life. Because when you carry the energy of codependency, you attract to you people that are a reflection of that codependency. It might not look the same as the codependency that you have per se, but they're going to come in with their own codependent energy, whether it's codependent on you emotionally, financially, or they just have their own codependencies of alcoholism, drug abuse, sex addiction, you know, pornography, money addiction, you know, ego addiction, whatever the case may be. You will attract someone who's going to be a reflection of whatever codependency you might be hiding, saying because, or the codependency that you might still be kind of holding on to just in case. too shaky, because I feel like the person who was with me in that dream that ended up saying, yes, I do smoke and drink, his codependency was on the validation, and he still had a codependency on connecting with others, being able to fit in with others. And so I feel like he could have had the opportunity to elevate, but in that moment of temptation, it was like, do I smoke and drink? Of course I smoke. Yes, I smoke and drink, because at that time he needed to feel like he was a part of something. And in that moment, I was just more so concerned about being true to myself. And so as a result of it, we ended up having to part ways. So it could, like I said, literally come down to you ended up in hermit mode for a time, but then you end up connecting with your tribe, with the right people at the right time. But you're having to take a path that could be a little bit chaotic before you get there. So just know that going with the flow is very important. Staying in the now, practicing that gratitude on a daily basis is very important. Projecting the right energy out into the universe is very important, so that you can attract to you those people that's supposed to be in your life. And as a result of it, you also repel away from you those people that are not. Okay? Listening to your intuition is very important right now, like that, because we would not have been able to pick up on the agenda of those people who spoke the same language unless we was tapped in, unless we was listening and paying attention to the details, paying attention to the red flags, okay? So don't be fooled by those people that speak the same language either. They'll come in telling you, well, I eat a certain diet, or I listen to the frequencies, or I have crystals, and I do this, and I do that. But ultimately, they have an agenda, they have a motive, or they're on the wrong team, okay? They're more concerned about using that energy for darkness rather than for good. They're more concerned about using that knowledge for darkness rather than good. And so these people are not your tribe. And so you'll find that if you come across them, you're going to know exactly who they are, and you'll be prepared to reject them and to haul ass if necessary, okay? And like I said, there's more to that message in terms of that particular group of people saying that they were siphoning the energy and turned a melanated man into a warlock in order to bring protection and to amplify the power of the group that had enslaved him, which was European. So there's another message behind this that I will be bringing forward in the future, but right now I'm just staying more so, you know, kind of on the surface here. There's more layers to peel back, though. So just know that confidence right now is very, very important. Being courageous, being bold, to take that leap of faith, and if necessary, to do it alone. Don't be afraid of not having certain people in your life. Stay focused on the vision. Keep the vision. If your vision is, I'm stepping into my divinity no matter what, okay, no matter what people, places, and things I have to release, I'm willing to surrender all of these things in order to make sure that I am in perfect alignment to receive everything that has been stored up for me. And when you step in with that type of energy and you go with the flow of whatever changes have to happen in the meantime, there's no resistance. Just know that you're continuing to gain more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The more that you pass each test and you get through each circumstance, you continue to elevate and you continue to be shifted and pushed closer and closer to your destination. It's like energy that propels you forward, because remember, it's going to be each test that you pass. It's like if you felt like you were in a stagnant energy, if you felt like things were not moving ahead, but you got all of these different trials that come in and you're like, okay, but I'm passing these. There's going to be that test that comes in that's going to project you forward very, very fast. Because remember, me and this man took off so fast, it was in 2.5 seconds that we was miles ahead of these people. And so it's that fire that you need up underneath you that's going to project you exactly where you belong. So just know that the more tests that you pass, even if it seems like a hard one to overcome because you've been going through this journey and you've been coming across the wrong people and you're tired of doing this thing alone, just know that that test right there, the one that seems the hardest to resist because you have people around you that speak the same language, and you might think, well, where am I going to find these types of people at? You know, this just doesn't exist. Oh, it does. you thought they spoke the same language. They had a silver tongue. But again, the energy that they was projecting and the agenda behind it is not in alignment with who you are becoming. So you pass that test and you get projected forward towards your actual tribe. So keep going. Trust that everything is going to be in alignment. Do not fear. Do not be in the energy of fear, because the enemy has been working very hard to project the energy of fear. That's a whole other message in and of itself. Okay, I've got a lot of messages that have been coming through over these past few days that I will be expressing over the next few days or whatnot. But know that you are protected. The less that you are in that energy of codependent behavior patterns, pleasure-seeking behavior patterns, when you release yourself from those things, you stay in alignment. You stay highly vibrational. And when you're highly vibrational, lower-level entities cannot touch you, so you're safe, okay? But when you start to find yourself shifting backwards because there's that fear, of that energy of loneliness or that energy of not being accepted or not being embraced by other people because you're having to walk away from so many people that's just not leveling up with you, and you start to feel like, okay, well, I have to have some form of pleasure. I got to have some form of excitement. Rather than creating it within yourself, you go and seek it from something outside of yourself and lowers your vibrations more and more. So do not be tempted by that. And if you are, like I said, currently in that energy of having codependencies, you want the right burn and release. Say you have a codependency of smoking weed or alcoholism. I destroy and I release all codependencies. I destroy and I release all codependent behavior patterns. All codependent behavior patterns that causes me to be drawn to things that create external pleasure outside of myself in spirit and in flesh, and burn it. You want to destroy codependent behavior patterns. Then you might go behind that and light a candle that says, I am free. Okay? I am free. I am protected. I am free. I am passionate about life. Okay? These things are very important. You shift the energy. You alchemize the energy from within. As within, so without. So as you do the work within, things manifest outside of you, and you attract people to you that are in alignment with the balanced state that you have created internally. So that's what I have for you all. I love you. I think I'm going to keep it a little bit short because I'm a little stuffy and everything. So I know, thank you for all of you who have, you know, bared with me at this time and was able to stick it out to receive this message. I look forward to talking to you all again in the future. And if you want a private reading from me, be sure to email me. I do charge for my private readings, just to put that out there. And also, if you want to order my body oils or my hair oils, herbal-infused body oils or hair oils, be sure to email me. I send those out every Saturday. So I love you all, and I'll talk to you all next time.
All right. All right.
We will help you identify the number one problem in your mix and show you how to fix it in just...
Wow. Wow. I just want to have nothing but gratitude. You know, again, guys, I always say I love and honor and respect women, our women who are balanced, who are projecting balanced healing energies out into the world, and for us that actually pick it up energetically and catches it, hence how she appeared in my algorithm, because I've been doing the work, you guys. And, you know, there are things, you know, I share my story to help, you know, in knowing that I'm going to help somebody else who may be struggling. There are a lot of people, you know, who may still struggle. So I love you guys. And just remember, the secret is this, to always keep going, you guys. Always keep going. But go back and re-listen to this, and you'll know, you'll kind of, I pretty much articulated, this is what I do here at Enhancing Warriors, guys. So I pretty much articulated the podcast from a higher level to a medium level, you know what I'm saying, and then to a root level. And with all of that, you begin to go in full spiral, is it right? In 360, you begin to reconnect to your crown. Ah, this is beautiful. Shout out, and thank you to my galactic family. I don't think I've ever thanked you publicly, but thank you. Thank you to everybody involved. All right, guys. Royalty. Till next time. Peace.
In your note, you said you could teach me to gain control of the Avatar state. How?
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world. And the first step to gaining balance begins with this. Drink up.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
That's because it is. Yum, yum. In order to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. And tell me everything you know about chakras.
What are chakras?
Oh, I see. I guess we'll start with the basics. The water flows through this creek much like the energy flows through your body. As you see, there are several pools where the water swirls around before flowing on. These pools are like our chakras.
So chakras are pools of spiraling energy in our bodies?
Exactly. If nothing else were around, this creek would flow pure and clear. However, life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. And then what happens?
The creek can't flow?
Yes. But if we open the paths between the pools,
the energy flows.
There are seven chakras that go up the body. Each pool of energy has a purpose and can be blocked by a specific kind of emotional muck. Be warned. Opening the chakras is an intense experience. And once you begin this process, you cannot stop until all seven are open. Are you ready?
I'll do whatever it takes.
First, we will open the earth chakra, located at the base of the spine. It deals with survival and is blocked by fear. What are you most afraid of? Let your fears become clear to you. Aang, your vision is not real. You are concerned for your survival, but you must surrender those fears. Let your fears flow down the creek. You have opened your earth chakra. Next is the
water chakra.
Brilliant! Maybe one day you will be a guru too. This chakra deals with pleasure and is blocked by guilt. Now, look at all the guilt which burdens you so. What do you blame yourself for?
I ran away. Those people.
Accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. If you are to be a positive influence on the world, you need to forgive yourself. Third is the fire chakra, located in the stomach.
My fire chakra would like to eat something other than onion banana juice.
Good one. Moving on. This chakra deals with willpower and is blocked by shame. What are you ashamed of? What are your biggest disappointments in yourself?
I'm never gonna firebend again. I can't.
You will never find balance if you deny this part of your life. You are the Avatar, and therefore, you are a firebender. That chakra opened less like a flowing creek and more like a burping bison.
Tastes like onions and bananas, but strangely something else. Pickles?
The fourth chakra is located in the heart. It deals with love and is blocked by grief. Lay all your grief out in front of you. Felt a great loss. But love is a form of energy and it swirls all around us. The air nomad's love for you has not left this world. It is still inside of your heart and is reborn in the form of new love. Let the pain flow away. Very good.
Can I have some onion banana juice, please?
The fifth in the chain is the sound chakra, located in the throat. It deals with truth and is blocked by lies, the ones we tell ourselves.
Why didn't you tell us you were the Avatar? Because I never wanted to be.
You cannot lie about your own nature. You must accept that you are the Avatar. Very good, Aang. You have opened the chakra of truth. The sixth pool of energy is the light chakra, located in the center of the forehead. It deals with insight and is blocked by illusion. The greatest illusion of this world is the illusion of separation. Things you think are separate and different are actually one and the same.
Like the Four Nations.
Yes, we are all one people, but we live as if divided.
We're all connected. Everything is connected.
That's right. Even the separation of the four elements is an illusion. If you open your mind, you will see that all the elements are one, four parts of the same whole. Even metal is just a part of earth that has been purified and refined.
This is the last chakra, isn't it?
Yes. Once you open this chakra, you will be able to go in and out of the Avatar state at will. And when you are in the Avatar state, you will have complete control and awareness of all your actions.
Let's do this.
The thought chakra is located at the crown of the head. It deals with pure cosmic energy and is blocked by earthly attachment. Meditate on what attaches you to this world. Let all of those attachments go. Let them flow down the river, forgotten.
What? Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Learn to let her go, or you cannot let the pure cosmic energy flow in from the universe.
Why would I choose cosmic energy over Katara? How could it be a bad thing that I feel an attachment to her? Three chakras ago, that was a good thing.
You must learn to let go.
I'm sorry, but I can't let go of Katara.
And to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. Surrender yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
Now think of your attachments and let them go. Let the pure cosmic energy flow.